Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Mondays on the Prophecy Zone Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have a website, propheticnews.com, and a YouTube channel, Jonah T for Tom 48. So we have those ministry tools available for you. And today our topic is going to be the news of the world, what's in the news, what's happening out there. And there's quite a few things happening, so we're going to talk about that. If you have any questions or you'd like to call in, this is a live call-in show, and you can call our number at 914-338-1638, and I will be taking calls today. If you have any questions or comments, we'll be looking forward to that. So also I want to let you know that next week our program will be with Sister Soldier Robin Hare, and we'll be having a great program on the book of Malachi. What is the truth about Malachi 3? Does God really curse you if you don't give him money? That would be some kind of a pitiful God that we serve. It sounds like some kind of a Eastern Hindu God that if you don't appease him with incense and flowers and gifts, that he gets mad at you. Well, that's not the God we serve. God Almighty, our great Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't curse people if you don't give them money. Because, like I said before, and I'll say it again, God doesn't need any money. We need money. We give it to each other. So when we give out of a heart of love to help other people, not because we're looking for something in return. Amen? I know who likes it when somebody only does something for you because they want something. That doesn't sound like Christianity. The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself, so we're not supposed to love our we're not supposed to love ourselves more. Amen. So anyway, it'll be a great program next week. Don't forget to tune in. I want to mention, and I want to keep mentioning it because I don't really hear that much about it, and I think it's one of the most important issues of our day is the vaccinations. And I was shocked to find out a few years back that most childhood vaccines contain aborted babies. They like to call them fetal cell lines, but I call them dead baby cell lines, and that's what they are. They're from taken from dead babies that have been aborted, and they have used these cell lines since abortion was made legal to make vaccinations. Most of the vaccinations are made like this, and you need to know it because you need to know what you're injecting into your child. Why do children have brain damage? Well, my belief is that's why they have autism and ADHD and all the other things that come along with it, because we're not meant to be injected with dead humans. Now, that shouldn't be what medicine is all about. Anyway, please get the word out. Tell your friends. And there are alternatives to these vaccines. You can do a search on the internet of vaccines made from abortion, and you'll find the different vaccines that are made that way. And also, if you go to my website, propheticnews.com, you will see the information there. There's some links there. And in the future, we will be doing a program about it, so you'll have the information, and you'll be able to help somebody else prevent a child from being brain damaged. So, hey, I just got back to the chat room, and High Prophecy Zone Radio. I hope that's still, if that is still, maybe he'll call in, and we can talk about some news. Phil Armstrong of the Prophecy Zone, and he always has some good information on the end times, so maybe we'll get a caller today. Anyway, also I wanted to, I noticed I was on a, on Facebook, and I was on one of the streams there, and there were some people talking about Nephilim and the Book of Enoch. Well, we know that the Book of Enoch is not a part of Scripture. It's a book, and it's a book of mysticism. We're not to take anything from that, except if we're doing research as far as doctrine. We're not to say that thus saith the Lord from the Book of Enoch, because it's not a part of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. As far as I know, Enoch never wrote a book. And if it's not included in your Bible, it's for research only. And I believe that most of this foolishness about Nephilim, some Christians, you know, actually believe in UFOs. I don't know where they got that from, because if Jesus was going to other planets, the Bible would have to say Jesus went to other planets to save people, but he didn't go anywhere else, as far as I know, except to heaven and to earth. So he didn't go to Mars or Jupiter or any other planets to save people. And so there is no such thing as a UFO or alien abductions or Nephilim, that people believe that these are fallen angels that came out of heaven. And they actually made babies with women from the earth, and then they call these giants or Nephilim the result. They try to use the scripture from Genesis 6, but we know that there was giants in the land. Of course, we know David killed Goliath. He was a giant, so there were giants. And angels do not have human body parts. They don't. When you get to heaven, you're not going to have human body parts. There will be no marriage in heaven. There is no sex in heaven. So it's impossible for an angel to come down to earth and make a baby with a lady, a human being. It's just ridiculous. And they get these false teachings. Some of it comes from the Book of Enoch. And don't try to read things into Scripture that aren't there, because you can get yourself into trouble by getting... Yes, amen, amen. Amen, thank you, Prophecy Zone. You can get yourself into trouble by spending too much time with a bunch of foolishness. And I know there's a good audio on the internet, if you do a search, Berean Chronicles, she hasn't been broadcasting for over a year now, but Kelly McGinley, she did an interview with Kathy Burns, and there is an audio of it. It's about 90 minutes long, but it is terrific. It explains everything in detail, the whole teaching, false teaching behind the Nephilim. And so if you'd like to Google that, Kelly McGinley from Berean Chronicles interviews Kathy Burns about Nephilim, and that will really help you. It will answer all your questions, explain to you as far as scripture. So there's so many false teachings out there. You know, I have this YouTube channel, and I have a video about, and I titled it T.D. Jakes, Eddie Long, Heresy. And I believe that these two men are heretics. I believe there's enough evidence to prove that T.D. Jakes is does not believe in the Trinity, that he is a Jesus-only person. He was raised in oneness, Pentecostalism. When T.D. Jakes, when his daughter was married 2 or 3 years ago, now I guess he's about a 50-year-old man, he was wearing an earring. And I made a comment on my YouTube video about the fact that he was wearing an earring, which I see. I just find it odd that a 50-year-old man that's supposedly a bishop, I put it in quotes, and a pastor of a very large church with a television ministry. Notice he does not wear the earring on television, but he wore it to the wedding. Now, why does a man, a grown man, want to wear an earring? I just think it's ridiculous. But anyway, people were complaining and saying, what's wrong with a man wearing an earring? Well, I don't think men are supposed to wear women's jewelry. I think earrings really are for women. And I think men should dress like men and women should dress like women. Obviously, there is there is a difference. So, but I get so many crazy comments on my YouTube channel from people complaining. And also, I did another video about Benny Hinn and Paula White. And before Benny Hinn was going through a divorce. He's divorced now, but he was just going through his divorce. And then he hooked up with Paula White in Rome, and the National Enquirer snapped a picture of them holding hands walking down the street. So I made the video. I didn't make any false accusations. I don't know what they were doing there. I wasn't with them, and I wasn't in the room. But I can't just make things up. I'm just merely reporting the news story of them. He's not yet divorced, so if you're not divorced yet, you're not supposed to date. I think that's Christian. I think that's biblical, and it's sound Bible doctrine that if you're not divorced, you're not supposed to be dating. So I put that up on my video, and I get so many complaints with judging, and they're adults, and I'm like, wow, don't you read your Bible when you're still married? And if you're going through a divorce, you should be trying to do everything to put your marriage back together, because God hates divorce. And I even had someone ask me, where does it say that God hates divorce? Well, what would make you think that God likes divorce? It's terrible to break up a family. Anybody that's been through a divorce knows it's horrible. It's worse than death. And what about the children? I think you should try to do everything you can to put your marriage back together, unless it's absolutely impossible and you're in a no-fault divorce state where you wake up one morning and the divorce papers are sitting at your door and there's nothing you can do about it. But anyway, I just find it odd, and I think it's part of the end times, is how people have departed from the faith. And we see in 2 Timothy 3, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. The Bible says to turn away from these people. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. And how do they creep into houses today? Through television. These false prophets and false teachers creep into your house, and they lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. So we see how they creep in to your house with their false doctrines. And the Bible says also in Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. That means that we are to correct. Even you can correct me. That's okay. If I've done something that isn't scriptural, it's okay for you to correct me. But don't try to correct me if I'm obeying the Bible. We're supposed to expose false teachers. We're supposed to expose false doctrine. And we have the truth. We know the truth. And the truth has set us free. It's made us free. And we don't want to go back into bondage again to some human being. And we're afraid to say anything because we might not be popular. Well, we might not be popular, but this is not a popularity contest that we're in. We're in a battle for the souls of men and women that do not know Christ. And there are many. There are many people out there today that do not know Jesus Christ. And we are to be a witness and not to compromise, because we do our radio broadcast and the things we do, especially on the internet, because even if we reach one person, I try to keep that in mind when I'm doing a program, that there might be one person that needs what I have to say that day. And that one person could be a person that winds up being like the Apostle Paul or Peter, and winds up doing something really terrific for the kingdom of God. So we keep that in mind. We don't, you know, numbers are okay. It's okay to have a large group of people listening to your broadcast, and that's great. But if we can reach one person with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's terrific. That really is. So we try to keep that in mind. We also, this week there was a new scare from the terrorists. Supposedly now they're going to have surgically implanted bombs. And now I think that's really odd. I don't know. It just sounds so weird, because now they're saying that they're going to have them implanted, so they're going to have to be more invasive with the pat-downs and the questioning, and they're going to swab your hands, and I don't know. You know, to me, it's like, is it really worth getting on an airplane? I'm not getting on an airplane anymore unless it's, you know, somebody offers me their plane to fly in or something, but I'm just not going to subject myself to that. It's just ridiculous. And a friend of mine was telling me he traveled a few weeks ago from Texas, drove out to Arizona, and he was stopped. There was a checkpoint somewhere in Arizona. They stopped him. They made him and his wife get out of the car. Not that he was doing anything wrong. They were just doing a search. And he had to get out, and they looked in his trunk, and then they questioned him. Do you have any drugs? Do you have any drugs? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what is going on? There's no border security there at the borders. And meanwhile, they're harassing citizens driving down the highway. It is really getting weird, isn't it? It is really getting strange out there. And now, take for instance, I've had a post office box for about 10 years. And when I went to get my box 10 years ago, I showed my driver's license and I signed the paper and I got my box. Well, a few weeks ago, I went to my box to pick up my mail, and there was a form in there. Now, you have to fill out this two-page form, and then you have to give your Social Security number and answer all these questions to keep your box. And I'm like, well, I've had this box for 10 years. You know who I am. But no, now just to get a post office box, you have to go through the third degree. I just think that it's all these things that are happening, it's just a preparation for the end times and the mark of the beast, where the Bible says you won't be able to buy or sell without a mark. And I could see it coming, because it's just like everything you do, you're under suspicion. So I never thought I was going to see these kind of things happening, but it is happening. It is happening right before our very eyes. So you have to be strong in your faith, and you have to know God's word to stay strong in God's word. Just for the things that are happening around us. I mean, I hope that we're not here when it even gets worse than it is. So there was a trial that was going on the last few weeks with Casey Anthony, and she was found not guilty of murdering her daughter, which if I was on that jury and hearing the evidence that I heard, I would have found her not guilty. I don't know what she did. God knows what she did. But you certainly can't convict someone of murder if you don't have evidence of murder. And I see all these people up in arms. They want to do her harm, and they're so mad about the verdict. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's thousands of babies that are being killed daily in abortion clinics here in this country, yet nobody seems to really care too much about that. I don't see them out there protesting that and making sure that those doctors are arrested for committing murders, which they're obviously committing murders, but it's a strange society we live in, isn't it? Where the Bible does say that people will call good evil and evil good. And we see that happening. We actually see that happening. So I was happy for the verdict, because I was amazed, really, that 12 people came to the same decision that I would have come to, because I was thinking to myself, wow, I mean, I could never convict somebody of murder with that kind of evidence. I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me. And, I mean, you can make any kind of stuff up that you want about someone. Once you're arrested, people can make things up. And I know myself, I try hard to, when I'm presenting the news or whatever I'm presenting on my program, to present the truth and not to make things up about people and to speculate. I think that if we're going to report what's happening, we should try to get our facts straight. And you can see when you watch the news that they don't get their facts straight. They just say things, and how quickly they can ruin someone's reputation. So we try to be diligent about that here at Prophetic News, about getting the truth out and trying to be fair. So also, this week I wanted to give my Pimp of the Week award, and I must give it to, give it to Mike Murdoch. It was unbelievable the other day when I was flipping through the channels of what they call Christian television. I think I have DirecTV, so there's probably about 6 or 7 so-called Christian stations on there. And I think Mike Murdoch was on 5 at one time. Yes, almost every channel I turned on, there was Mike Murdoch pimping. And what does a pimp do? A pimp has someone that goes out and works for them, and you have to give the pimp your money, or else he'll beat you up, or you know, try to do something to you. Well, it's the same thing that Mike Murdoch does. He tells you that you have to pay seed faith offerings to God, because God will only let go of what's in his hand when you let go of what's in yours. Well, that's what a pimp does, because that's nothing but a lie. If Mike Murdoch was really preaching the truth, he'd tell you to send your money to somebody that you know desperately needs money, not him, because he's got millions of dollars and planes and, I don't know, 50 cars. That's an exaggeration, but he lives in a mansion. He has diamonds and all kinds. And, yeah, he has to have more money. And he wants you to think you're giving it to God. Well, Mike Murdoch, you get my Pimp of the Week award this week. And I hope that people stop sending their money to Mike Murdoch and these gospel pimps that we see so much of now. The airwaves are full of them, the airwaves. So we're here, and we're planning to stay here until Jesus comes, and we have the Prophecy Zone radio network with Phil Armstrong. He's out there, Church Folk Revolution, some of the great programs that are on Blog Talk Radio. As the Day Approaches with Brenda Johnson, she's good. We also have their sister there on the Prophecy Zone, Christine Weick, and she's terrific too, teaching on the Book of Revelation. So there's so many people out there that really love God and trying to do something for God without pimping people. And we do what we do because we love the Word of God. We know what Jesus Christ has done for us, and we would do anything for Jesus. I would do anything for Jesus because he's done so much for me. He saved me, he healed me, he delivered me, and he gave me a brand new life, and it's a beautiful life. So give your life to Jesus Christ today. We're having only a 30-minute program, but I want to thank you all for tuning in today and being a part of this broadcast. But the most important thing that we do here is we invite you to accept Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He left heaven to come to earth and to die on a cross for your sins. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So get down on your knees today and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever it is you're addicted to. Jesus Christ can save you. Ask him today. Ask him to come into your life and to give you a brand new life, because he loves you. No one loves you like Jesus. He's faithful and true. He's a savior, a redeemer, and a healer. And he wants to give you a new life today. Get down on your knees. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. And ask Jesus to come in. And he will come in and he will change your life. You'll see. You'll see. It's real. He's real. He really is. God bless you. Tune in again.
I'm going to.
gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to the city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.